Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I was mentioning earlier, one of our listeners had suggested that we have listeners record the words of the Paracast with sound effects, without sound effects, altering their voices, and maybe we run them occasionally, and those who do get theirs run, we give them a prize of some sort.
I need some help here. Give me some help.
Right. Chris is in need of help. Unfortunately, there is no treatment for that condition.
Well, since I stopped smoking, I can't get that really gravelly, the bear gas. It's really tough for me now, so I need some help, folks.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Let's give Chris some help. All right. Let me ask you, Ryan, all this stuff that's going on in and around Skinwalker Ranch, what can we do to interest scientists to go take a look-see, to see what's going on? Because otherwise it's just anecdotal stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Blackmail Bigelow.
Yeah, as if that's going to work.
I don't know. I mean, Bigelow really did develop a team of some of the best scientists in the nation. Phenomena. So how can we get scientists off of his payroll on this topic is a good question. There's neighboring properties, but I don't know. That's really a question I have no idea how to answer.
Well, I think that's great. You know, come up with some sort of Kickstarter campaign to come up with a big chunk of change and talk to one of his neighbors, maybe just to the south of him, and say, hey, we got all this money. We want to hire some scientists to come in and do, you know, plant some gear, do periodic studies, pay you to be extra vigilant.
I have relationships formed with a lot of the locals, ones I haven't even mentioned yet, right next to the property. So we do have land available, and the proximity of the ranch is more than that.
Well, let's do binary data collection and then shame Bigelow into comparing data. I think that's a great idea. Geez, I mean, with, you know, the way that, you know, crowdfunding works today, I mean, something as sexy and as sensational, as exciting as Skinwalker Ranch, we could do Skinrunner Ranch right next door and have a public, transparent public data gathering effort that would shame him into sharing his data. I think that's a great idea. Gene, where you been all my life?
You know what? I give you these ideas. I don't charge for them. There's no license fee. We just have to organize the Kickstarter or GoFundMe campaign and see what happens. And I can't see where Bigelow can do anything about it because it does not infringe on his property that he owns.
Well, what he could do is come up with a chunk of change that's bigger than the chunk we're offering. Then everybody wins, well, except for us.
I've been in contact with the people over at the Helsinki Lights Project. It's in is it in Finland or Norway?
It's Hesdalen, but we won't chide you too much on your faux pas.
They're doing a video project where they're constantly monitoring everything that's going on.
They've been doing it for 30 years, yeah. I'm also doing the San Luis Valley Camera Project. I'm having a hard enough time just getting my proverbial dung together for that particular project, which is progressing. But this is actually an exciting idea. Get one of the ranchers, hey, you know, on your off time, manage a bunch of scientific gear, work with some high-powered consultants who shall not be named, and we will try to correlate some data with old Biggie and the boys.
The question I would have there, though, is even if you offered to share with him, would he accept that invitation?
Well, probably not, but, you know, it would at least show him that we have initiative and, you know, we're not just into sensationalizing these stories and into, you know, creating cultural mythos, but we're actually into attempting to, you know, go beyond head scratching into the realm of pure science. I mean, to me, that would be more of an inducement to get him to share data than it would be to, you know, just continue sensationalizing the whole thing, as rightfully it should be. It should be shared with the public. I think this is one of the most important cases ever. And I've always said that, and I always will say that until I'm proven another case comes along that's better. But I really think that this is an opportunity to conduct, you know, valid science and not give progress reports every 2 months about what we're doing and what our results are, but actually come up with a body of data that can be published for peer review and show Bigelow the way, show him how to do what he's been attempting to do for almost, 20 years now, almost 18 years the guy's been up there. I mean, hello, you got to have something. I mean, pony up or, sell the place.
Well, he'll do what he wants to do.
Yeah, but if we do what we want to do and actually, you know, conduct some experiments and gather some data, maybe that'll shame him into, coalescing his efforts with ours.
Let me ask you something, Ryan Skinner. In your new books, putting them together, collecting all this material, did anything surprise you, things that you expected or believed about Skinwalker Ranch that turned out to be different?
Well, I'm just amazed by some of the stories that I've collected over the years from the various Four Corners region. A lot of the stories talk about these old people that are seen dressing up like skinwalkers, or I guess once the skinwalker is revealed or takes its human form, it's commonly seen as this old Indian form, which has been reported also in one particularly dramatic encounter on Skinwalker Ranch. Also that the skinwalkers themselves seem to be bound by some sort of rules. They commonly go up to the sides of homes and they're knocking on the windows, knocking on the doors, scratching on the walls. They seem more than capable of breaking into a house or home, yet it's almost as if they're waiting to be invited in. I'm fascinated by that unseen, invisible barrier between us and them.
So what is it, like a vampire? If you invite them in, you invite trouble?
Or the black-eyed children?
Sounds a lot like the Black Eyed Children kind of events. None of the stories that I've collected, they actually invite the skinwalker in. So I don't know what happens. Should you invite one in? I don't think anybody would want to.
Honey, invite them in. Ask them if they want some coffee.
Right.
I'm not even going to characterize what I just heard. That stopped the show dead in its tracks, folks. All right. So basically, Ryan Skinner, to sum things up, and we've got some more to go and some questions from listeners, you feel that we're interacting with another dimension, and that's why we have all these wacky things happening.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. Some sort of interdimensional trickster-like entity that is a foreign intelligence causing health concerns to not only the local people, but with a mission or objective that's yet unknown to us, why they're there and why to a region.
That's what's always puzzled me, is why that particular location, whether it's Skinwalker Ranch, areas around the San Luis Valley, around White Sands, around the Black Hills, around Mount Shasta. I mean, you could just start, you know, going through a litany of areas that seem to have a predominance of activity. Why those areas? Have you ever really, you know, thought about that, looked into some of the, you know, possible geophysical properties of the area? How about some of the legends? How much headway have you had digging into some of the mythology of the area? Why is it a taboo area to the Utes? I know you've covered some of this material in your first couple of books, but what is your gut feeling about it? Why do you think it's centered there or tethered or on a leash, as you put it?
Let's find out. for Mayan Skinner. In our next segment with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Yes, why are these events centered in those particular regions of the country, Mount Shasta and Skinwalker Ranch area? Four Corners, all that stuff. Strange. We have something else that's not strange, and that's to tell you we have a free book we want to give you. It's Stalking the Tricksters from Chris O'Brien, generously donated to anyone who orders a one-year or five-year subscription to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, PLUS.theparacast.com. Subscribe for 1 year or 5 years. You get the ad-free version of the show, higher quality audio, the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. We'll have more to say on these things in that show. That's plus.theparacast.com. Ryan Skinner wrote a couple more books about the Skinwalker Ranch that we want you to check out. One of them is called Skinwalker Ranch, the UFO Farm, and the other one is Tales of the Skinwalker, a collection of stories from Skinwalker Ranch and beyond. So, Ryan, Chris asked a question about why are these things centered on these specific regions?
Yeah, what makes the area unique? A couple commonalities jumped out at me, at least, is it has those the ridgeline and these mesas. I've noticed there's, from all the stories I've collected, there's always been a high occurrence of strangeness around the mesas, typically around the edge or the base of these mesas, and the lonely, isolated people that live among them. I think the desolation of the area itself contributes to this. This is not in a highly populated area. The basin, I think it's the only place in the entire world that has the mineral gilsonite in it. I don't know what the relationship with gilsonite is, but there may be something to that angle as well. And the basin itself being one giant bowl, I don't know, maybe it's concentrating energy or maybe some sort of the membrane between our world and the next, or this parallel dimension thin.
What is gilsonite? That's news to me. I'm not familiar with that mineral.
Yeah, it's kind of a boring, honestly, kind of a boring mineral. Or I guess maybe if you're a scientist, it's exciting, but it's used for a lot of different industrial processes. I mean, nothing really that jumped out at me as being spectacular. But the only place you can mine for it is in the basin, I believe, in the entire world, which is very unique in that regard. It's used in, since I can't remember the property about it that makes it unique, but it didn't stand out.
So you think if we took actual readings of these areas, we'd find properties that are clearly identified that can be repeated in terms of the measurements and therefore tell us why it may attract strange stuff?
Well, I'm always looking for the next big hotspot. And if you can find some sort of geological feature that makes this attractive to the entities, in theory, I could pinpoint another location where there isn't guards that are ready to put me into the dirt at any moment, where I can conduct research without being bothered by or looking over my shoulder for a guard at any moment. That's what I'm looking for next. And there are other hotspots like Bradshaw Ranch. There's a ranch in Colorado that's having similar occurrences. And common theme among all these, of course, are that they're in the Southwest, just like the San Luis Valley. They're in desolate areas where the human population's low. And I just, a lot of these unusual rock formations seem to contribute. I don't know what the relationship is. I don't pretend to know, but just looking for commonalities. I think there even is a magnetic anomaly in the Skinwalker region. When viewed from space, I looked at a few maps and found the area was unique in that regard, in the basin itself. One other interesting point is there is a significantly higher amount of silica in the soil in the basin, which of course is conductive to electricity.
So are there magnetic low areas? In other words, if looking at a map, let's say an aeromagnetic map, a composite map over years of the Earth's magnetic field there in the UN Basin. Is it a magnetic low in terms of its signature in the Earth's magnetic field, or is it a magnetic high with more field strength?
It'd be a magnetic low, from what I remember. I have pictures on my website.
That makes sense, because the area was underwater for millions of years until fairly recently. They think possibly that all the water that used to be covering the Uinta Basin may have carved Grand Canyon, actually, when it drained to the ocean.
It's interesting being out there. You do get the impression that you're at the, you know, the bottom of some sort of vast sea, or what was a sea at one point. So I guess that makes a lot of sense.
Well, the absolute, you know, last vestiges of all that, you know, ocean water, of course, is Great Salt Lake, which is slowly condensing down, you know, and evaporating, creating like the Bonneville Salt Flats and salt flats all around the area there, from the residual salt that is left behind when the water and moisture evaporates. The Una Basin is similar in that regard, to my knowledge, limited knowledge, in that it probably was covered with water until fairly recently, within, you know, just a few million years, possibly. Again, I'm sure some of my geologist listeners are going to get on the forums and spank me soundly if I'm wrong.
I think they'll enjoy that too, spanking you.
Well, I know some posters really like that. So, you know, I like to give them a little bit of ammunition every now and then. But, Ryan, I like your thinking. I think there are many areas around the Southwest that deserve intensive investigation. There's some very near me that if I had a little bit more time and some help, I would really like to zero in on some hardcore investigative work. And, you know, we're talking some real, I think, quality areas. And I'm sure at some point we should compare notes, because there's a few areas I'm sure that you've been kind of zeroing in on yourself. Any particular general areas that, without giving away any specific locations, but any particular general areas that are on your radar?
Good question. I've come across a lot of interesting stories about hidden gold and treasure and whatnot in the northern Uinta. I don't know if you've ever heard about a supposed Aztec gold that's buried in the mountains up there.
Yeah, and also down by Kanab, too, where there's supposedly a treasure in a small little kind of a miniature lake that has underwater grottos associated with it. Supposedly, the northernmost of the Aztec treasures did end up in southern Utah. That much I've read.
Is that amazing? I mean, you know, the Aztecs were actually here one time. Based on one of the stories I'm reading is that there was lava tubes that went into or came out of one of these mountain ranges up there. And supposedly those lava tubes extend for miles and miles underground. And the story is that it had hit a vein of gold, and actually the walls themselves are lined in gold, supposedly, in this lava tube. And walking down it, you come across these three giant thrones. I mean, thrones built for people that stood over 10 feet tall.
Let's expand on that. Let's talk about that in our next segment.
Sure.
People over 10 feet tall. Okay. Ryan Skinner is not 10 feet tall. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So something constructed for people over 10 feet tall.
Three thrones. I love that.
Three thrones. There was a giant plate, like a disc in the center. And on, supposedly on the disc and on the walls are, believe I read, Egyptian hieroglyphics. That were on the walls, the plates, had Aztec-like figures carved into them. The size of the thrones is what's fascinating to me. I mean, the story itself is fascinating, if true, but of course it's just a rumor at this time. The supposedly the Mormon Church had learned about this place because one of the Utes knew about it. And one of the Utes was given a vision and was told to let the Mormon Church to reveal it to the Mormon Church, and it helped. I believe it many years ago, the Mormon Church was having all sorts of financial troubles when they were first started. And suddenly, after this discovery, and they had an emissary that was taken there, they left with quite a bit of gold that fulfilled all their financial obligations and plus them. Supposedly, the claim is there's enough gold, and I don't care about the gold, actually, but enough in it to pave the streets, you know, from here to New York with gold or something. But it was these three thrones that fascinates me. And supposedly at the entrance, the place is supposedly guarded by these shadow entities that like whirlwind entities that will eviscerate you and drain the blood and everything else out of you if you were to approach it with intentions of robbing.
Now, is this in the Uintas or the Wasatch?
This is right at the very edge of the Uintas, yeah.
Right, which would be the southern end of the Uintas, which are the only mountain range in the United in North America to go east and west, by the way.
What's interesting about this, too, is for those that may have read George Knapp's book, Ken Kelleher's book, Hunt for the Skinwalker, the supposed area, and I've done a lot of research into locating where this is at, the supposed area is right where the natives had told Junior Hicks was the lair of the Skinwalker in a place called Dark Canyon. right in Dark Canyon, a little bit to the north, according to other books I've read on the topic, is where this this supposed secret cave is located that has all these Aztec treasures and Egyptian hieroglyphics. And then, to me, that could be the holy grail of what's behind all this. Something summoned by the Aztecs, you know, many, many years ago. Or who knows. But that's what I'm looking into. And that's the latest adventure and where I plan to spend my summer.
Well, from Scooby-Doo to Indiana Jones in one fell swoop. Hey, anytime you're going to make an expedition to find enough gold to pave the streets in New York, let me know. I'll clear my schedule.
I don't know.
If sounds like fun, man.
Yeah, it does. I heard a rumor from somebody. Did you ever try to find that Temple Isis or the supposed some sort of a cave in the Grand Canyon?
Well, yeah. Actually, I did.
Yeah.
We mounted an expedition in May 2012, but we were unable to fly a remote-controlled aerial platform because of the high winds. We had a steady 40, 50-mile-an-hour wind, and it was 98 degrees, too, I might add. It's like being in the world's largest blow dryer. But I do have a sense of, based on my research, where the Kincaid entrance allegedly is located. And as a matter of fact, just on Monday, I flew over the area in a helicopter on a Maverick helicopter tour and got some fairly good photographs of that particular probably quarter-mile stretch of Marble Canyon where that entrance is allegedly located. I haven't even uploaded the shots onto my computer yet, but I do know how to get out there. I've ill-fated Terry Wiles expedition where people probably should have died but didn't. It is a very difficult spot to get to. You probably have to get to it from the river, which makes it even more problematic because you have to get permission to go down the river,
right?
Which is very difficult to do. Go down to Colorado, entering just at the top of Grand Canyon. So, but I have done quite a bit of research. Of course, my publisher, David Hatcher Childress, has done quite a bit of research, and I've dovetailed my work on top of his. I'm not sure what to make of it. It could have been a spoof story by the Phoenix Gazette to garner more subscribers, as skeptics and debunkers would say. But I do really feel that there is something to the legend that the Hopi and Zuni and Pueblo people have of a large underground city that's sitting there waiting for them to occupy when the earth is going to go through earth changes. I think, as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, myths and stories do have a basis, in fact, on some level. And I really have confidence that there is some sort of facility located underneath there. And it may already be totally, explored and it may be the basement for a new casino that's being proposed right at the confluence, right in this same area where I made my expedition in 2012. There's a proposed $2 billion project there for a casino, a tramway to go down to 4,000 feet down to the river, to the confluence, and the Navajo are proposing a casino there. And if you drill straight down, 1,000 feet, you're going to break into the underground city that allegedly has been there for ten or more thousand years. So in answer to your question, yes, I'm still – this is – I'm up at Grand Canyon every week. I look across the expanse over to that area, and I'm constantly – my wheels are spinning. And now with the drone technology that we have – I think it would be fairly easy with a funded expedition to go out there and at least properly map that section of Marble Canyon between Quaggan Rapids and the confluence, which is about a mile stretch. But I think we have it down to about a quarter mile. There's two sub canyons there that I think are the most likely place for this doorway. And, of course, the main doorway would be the place of emergence, the Sepapu, which is up the Little Colorado about 2 miles. You can plainly see it from Google Earth. The entrance is filled with water right now. You know, good question. I really feel the Southwest has an antediluvian tunnel system that may tie lava tubes together, Mount right. Taylor, the caldera behind Los Alamos, the San Francisco Peaks. You know, there's tons of lava tubes in the Southwest, the Uinta Mountains, and these may be some of, you know, potentially some of the places where we're going to have incredible archaeological finds.
You know, it sounds like to me, and this gets to be wacky, it sounds like to me that there is so much unexplored area around there that some race of people could set up an underground city and do their thing. And we'd never know it. Despite our belief that we've explored most of the Earth, the fact of the matter is that we haven't.
Yeah, but we have Dumpster, and we have the technology to map at least 1,500 to 2,000 feet into the Earth's crust.
And are we doing it?
That's a very good question, Gene.
Well, I like to raise questions that can't be answered.
Well, we are doing it, to answer your question. Allegedly, the first place that was mapped was the Giza Plateau. The second place was Yucatan, the peninsula. Third place was the Rocky Mountains.
All right, I'll grant that. By the way, we have one more segment left of the show, and maybe a few more questions from listeners of Ryan Skinner, who's written two more books about Skinwalker, and he's not going to quit till he gets it right, till he gets some answers. He's going to keep going then.
Or until they capture him.
And take him to the secret underground city, wherever that is. We want to take you to plus.theparacast.com. How about that? And learn more about the Paracast Plus, our exclusive After the Paracast podcast that you get no other way. Plus.theparacast.com. Ryan Skinner is with us, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, until they capture you, Ryan Skinner, you're going to keep going back, huh?
It's in my blood. There's no bigger quest or mystery out there. Not just Skinwalker, but again, as Chris was alluding to, we may have and you yourself, we may have a hidden history that has been hidden from us. That's yet to be discovered, that's coexisting with us. And I'm just... That mystery of it all fascinates me, and I want to be a part of the discovery of it.
Chris, do we have any more questions from our listeners?
We do. We've answered, I think, a lot of them. A couple of questions have to do with why don't we have any more photographic, more video evidence. I think we've covered that subject fairly well. Unfortunately, you know, and I've been a victim of this. I thought that I had captured the first 3D camera footage of a shadow person or a ghost, and the footage in a $22,000 brand new Panasonic 3D camera would not initialize. We did everything we could to try to pull that data out of the camera. It was unsuccessful. I've had camera batteries drain over the Bradshaw Ranch. Every battery aboard the helicopter drained. The History Channel was unable to film any footage flying over the Bradshaw Ranch. I could go down the list of examples of this type of phenomenon occurring where documentation, visual and audio documentation, has been rendered null and void. So we've covered those. Angel of Lauren Angelo, one of our friendly skeptics, we kind of answered that one. Here's one from Last Laugh, who has been a poster since May 2015. He's posted 43 messages on our forums at forum.theparacast.com, and he wants to know if there have been any further sightings of the rooftop dogman. Now, we did mention this before, but have you heard of any other occurrences of this dogman or hammerhead sharkman, as you described him?
None in Fort Duchesne. I have no new stories coming out of Fort Duchesne or the Mugger Ranch region. However, I have several stories in my book, Tales of the Skinwalker, about a skinwalker hopping from rooftop to rooftop, or at least the person who's being accosted by the skinwalker. Yeah, they, for whatever reason, they seem to not only tap on the window, but they can hop right on the roof and seem to spend some time up there.
Yeah. How about any contact with insiders at the ranch or with Bass or anybody closely associated with the organization? I know this is kind of a touchy subject, but Do we still have any close insider contacts at work and play?
I do, and those contacts I don't discuss at all. And I'm still fostering some active relationships inside there. The information lately hasn't been that fruitful. I mean, just not a lot of new information has come out yet.
Okay. Well, we've talked about some of the alleged, you know, the rumors of alleged activity of a battle on the ranch or some sort of altercation. And Cosmonaut, again, that was his question. But he also wants to know if you are aware of any information that Bigelow or his people have communicated or received communications from the entities, and if so, what was communicated? Do you know of any experiments with attempts at actual direct communication?
Well, I just know the case of Eric Dace was one of the NIDS investigators at the time, had a direct contact with supposedly several of the entities. I believe told him to back off or to leave. He claims that they took a form of possession, actually. They took over his mind and communicated that message to him. And again, a lot of this behavior, I know it sounds kind of silly to conclude. It might sound better to say this is all interdimensional or aliens, but the more one researches the Islamic jinn, the more commonalities I'm finding with occurrences that are occurring in the ranch. And the jinn or genies are the closest thing we have to them is almost like a demons or demonic possession here in America. But these entities supposedly can take over your mind. They can communicate directly through you. They do appear in a mis-shadow form. They were called, they were created by God before humans were, and they were called the smokeless fire, which is also known as plasma.
Angels were created out of light. We were created out of clay. The jinn were created out of fire.
Right, and they inhabit these desolate, and their location where they inhabit is they inhabit these desert locations throughout the world, and Skinwalker Ranch and Bradshaw Ranch and various places in Arizona, Nevada, the Four Corners, of course, is as close as we come to these isolated and desolate desert locations, which again...
Desert locations with water.
Mm. Yeah, they all would. True.
You got a pair of interesting books there, Ryan Skinner. Take a couple of minutes to tell our listeners more about them and how they can get copies.
Well, I have Tales of the Skinwalker, again, chronicles several countless stories of people having close encounters with a skinwalker and various events that occurred both during, afterwards, and how they interpreted their experience. What's interesting about that is I just had the audio version of it created. It'll be on audible.com. So for those of you who don't necessarily want to pick up a book and read it, you have several ways of listening. You can listen to the audiobook, you can buy the paperback, or download a digital copy of it. But again, it's just countless stories I've collected over the years of close encounters with skinwalkers, and I'm not aware of any other book right now with similar stories. It's just something you probably want to read during the day, because it might keep you up at night with some of the spooky ones that come across in there. Skinwalker Ranch, the UFO Farm, is a summary of personal events, what led me to the journey that I'm currently on, what started and kicked off this whole thing. It summarizes my first book, and it picks up where the second book, No Trespassing, where I detail the files that were shared with me from really Bigelow's desk, regarding Skinwalker Ranch and all the things that had occurred from NIDS since NIDS had closed down and become revamped into BASS. It also contains insider information that was verbally given to me, and all the photos and videos and drawings and everything else of close encounters people have had on the ranch and the various locations of places on the ranch and around the ranch and descriptions of them.
Once again, Ryan, where do you get copies of the books?
You can go to Amazon.com or Audible.com.
That works. We've got a copy of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters to give away free. And that forms also a lot of relation to this other subject here about what's happening at Skinwalker Ranch. Are tricksters involved? Is that the trickster phenomenon at work? What about it? How do you get a copy? Very simple. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, and sign up for the Paracast Plus. And here's what you get from the Paracast Plus. You get the ad-free version of the show. You also get After the Paracast, our exclusive podcast. And you have to subscribe for a year or 5 years to get the free book. We'll send it to you email. It's the ebook version. You also have a $5 a month package. There's no extra freebie, but if you want to just save some money, you don't want to invest all for a year or 5 years, we'll take $5 a month, too. We'll take it anyway. We can get it. Plus.theparacast.com. I think you'll enjoy the After the Paracast podcast, and certainly when you get a copy of Chris's book. It's amazing. We've had an amazing time here, and we can also tell you can find Chris O'Brien's site, OurStrangePlanet.com, with a lot of amazing stuff, OurStrangePlanet.com, and check out information there about the San Luis Valley Camera Project. If you want to get involved, you want to donate some money, equipment, whatever, he's happy to hear from you. Ryan Skinner, you're always fun to bring on the show. Glad you wrote these two new books with fascinating information. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
You know, thank you for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be on the show, and I look forward to doing some follow-up on the forum as well, on your forum, and answering any questions anybody might have.
Cool.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.